Blog Talk Radio.
It's your mama calling. It's your mama calling. I'll talk to you later, boo-boo. Hope you're having a good day. All right? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I have to stop for just a second. I didn't know how I was going to respond to that. I miss those calls. I miss her so much. I miss my dad. I miss my aunt. So this show today, and I see that people have started calling in, it's about grief and how we deal with it. I want to read something that I wrote. It took what seems to be a lifetime for me to accept my parents as being mortals. It was at that point I mentally freed them from judgments I had about them, as well as embraced them as two divine human beings whose love created me. And I tell you right now, when I got to that point, I had the best relationship with them, both of them. Because I believe in the Bible passage that says, honor thy mother and father, and thy life will be long. It took me a minute to actually get to that place with my dad. But once I did, it was nonstop. I called him all the time. And that's the thing about grief. You get used to hearing from people, them calling on the phone. Although my mother called more than my dad, but, you know, just hearing his voice. And he himself just passed in November. So today's date is March 5th. Now, I'm going to give you some March 5th tidbits. March 5th, while at work, I was working overnight at the company I work for with a little dog named Dexter sitting next to me. And Dexter was just, oh my God, he taught me about dogs, and, you know, I just loved him. And in the wee hours of the morning, I got a call from my sister, and she said, Mom is gone. So my immediate response was, gone? Gone where? And she said that she had gotten her wings. And so I have to tell you right there, you know, shockwaves just went through me. And I know that many of you out there have lost your parents. Many of you have lost aunts, uncles, cousins. And for those of you who have lost children, I can't even fathom what that feels like. I know because my mother and father lost my sister when she was 8 or 9 years old. And then a year after that, my Aunt Bev, my mom's sister, lost her daughter. You know, to me, there are different levels of grief. I can't speak from a parent's perspective, but what I can say is that as my sister grew weaker and weaker and got sick, it created a rift in the family. And we all handle grief differently, you know? So I'm going to read a little something that I wrote. After my mother's passing, I was given the great honor of planning her homegoing celebration. And that I always loved her like there was no tomorrow, I can honestly say that I was numb from the loss and in a state of mournful melancholy. But I never felt like I was going to fall to pieces between my relatives and longtime friends and extended friends, because Mom knew so many people. I never felt alone dealing with the ultimate grief weeks following her passing up to the celebration of life. Mother's Day 2022 was the first one without her. It's the first one I had to celebrate her with only the love she left in my heart. It had been 2 months without her phone calls, without being able to physically hug her in my arms. And I just have to tell you like this. I'm someone who just pushed myself deeper into spirituality. Being clean and sober really helped because it helped stabilize my thoughts. And also being diagnosed as bipolar 2, I was able to get the medication I needed to stabilize my thought process. So many people allow the passing of a loved one to destroy them. And for me, the meaning of life is to talk about the happy times and the joyous times that you had with the people that you loved. And you treat people kind throughout life because, in all honesty, that love is what has to sustain you when they're gone. So I didn't fall apart after Mom passed. I just went deeper into my spiritual presence here on Earth. You know, life throws at us some curveballs. And I have to tell you, these past couple of years without her, it's ironic, too, that the 5th is also when I took my trip to Los Angeles to work on assignment. And when I got there, I was looking at L.A. from an adult's eyes. And as I went to sleep that first night, I got a call from my cousin, and she told me that my Aunt Shay had fallen and had a blood thing going on in her brain. Needless to say, 2 days after my birthday in May, she passed too. So I guess the theme of this broadcast is that regardless of if you don't want to talk about it, it has happened. And what I have found in recovery is the best way to deal with grief or anything that disturbs is to talk to someone. Now, that could be someone that you confide in, or it could be somebody who is a doctor that deals with these things. And the worst thing you could possibly do is stuff it and not talk about it. And if you've had the joy in your life that I have had with the 3 people that I lost over the years, what a gift that is. And also, after a while, you see people hurting and suffering and not able to get around. And for me, it kind of is like a blessed relief that I don't have to see that. And do I miss them? I miss them so very much. But each day I go to work with a smile. I make coffee for the drivers so that they'll be happy. I do stuff for other people, and this is how I get through it. Now, I see that we've got about 5 people that have called in today. And for those who thought about calling in and may only listen to the recorded broadcast a little later, it's okay. It's okay. We do it in our own time. So anyway, I want to take a caller. This caller's number ends in 4419. Caller, 4419, would you like to add on to anything that I've been talking about today? I can't hear you. Maybe not. And that's okay. Let me go to another caller. Caller calling from 6326. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to the broadcast today? Wow, I guess people are just listening. I'll try one more. Caller ending in 2116, would you like to speak today? Wow, I guess people just want to listen to what I have to say, I guess, huh?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Bev. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get used to these controls. Hey. Thank you for calling in today. Yeah, did you hear the beginning of the broadcast?
Oh, yeah. It just made me cry just listening to her voice, because I miss those girls so much. And I miss Angie, too, and Angie's been gone since, well, she passed in 74 when she was 10 years old. And even though you lose a child, you never forget her. You have good memories. Good memories and your faith keep you going, because without faith in the Lord, because we all going to meet the Lord one day, just like they did, but we never expect it. You never know when it's going to happen. Like with your mom, I talked to your mom, and she said, as soon as I get up the stairs, I'm going to call you. And I waited and waited, and I got that call from you saying she got her wings, and you just threw me for a loop. And then when Shay fell, I mean, it's like I'm avoiding March the 5th. I don't like the day March the 5th. And I was afraid to go out today, but God told me, you got to go. You can't, you know, you can't let that hold you back. You got to live And don't forget, good memories keep you going. And I have a lot of good memories of my sister's early morning talking and late night our little prayer service where we would read the Bible together before we went to bed. And I miss those times. But they will always be in my heart, and so will you, and the rest of your family, the rest of your siblings.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I wasn't sure which number was yours, but I'm going to go ahead and say thank you, and I love you, and thank you for all the discussions that we now have. I'm going to go ahead and move on to another caller, Aunt Bev.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
go
later.
Ahead.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to put
love
you back on. All right. Love you. Don't go nowhere.
I won't.
Okay, caller ending in 6326. Would you like to talk?
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, and who's calling?
This is Irma Vega.
Well, hello there, Miss Irma Ma. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm just grateful to be on your call to listen because it just a very short comment. I think part of what has helped you and you've described and part of what has helped me and I know to be true with dealing with grief of loss of our parents is that we have found a way to remember the beauty that they instilled upon us, and we've turned the pain of grief into purpose. And that is to be of support to one another because as your, I think it was your aunt who just spoke, we all have pain of one fashion or another with loss of our loved ones. And when we redirect that pain into purpose and love, then we not only help ourselves, but we help others. And so I thank you for this opportunity to listen on this call.
Well, you know what, Irma Ma, you know how much I adore you, and we've been friends for so long, and you gave me so many opportunities in this life, and I thank you for always sharing your family with us and, you know, sharing your own thoughts about grief and everything. It really makes a difference, so I just want to say thank you so much for calling in.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad that you set this you know, this sort of little bridge for us to meet on. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to see if one more caller wants to talk. Hold on a sec. Okay, you are on 2216. If you would like to talk, just go ahead and let me know.
Hi, Glenn. It's Norma.
Hey, Norm. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And thanks for having this call. I haven't really talked about grief in a long time. I mean, not out loud anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to add on anything to it? Because I know that you lost your mom when you were younger, and then you lost your dad a few years ago. Do you have any thoughts or perspectives that might help somebody else along?
Well, you know, for me, my mom died. Actually, last year was the 40th anniversary of her death. And 40 years is a long, long time, but it does not weaken the thought or the power that still drives me because of her. And
mm-hmm.
I think that if you have that kind of relationship or you have that kind of parent that is deserving of that kind of drive, because not all parents are, you know, we all make mistakes. We all have issues.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are parents that maybe shouldn't be. I was fortunate. I have to say both my mom and dad are very loving, giving, caring, nurturing, supporting, all the things that you hope to have. But not everybody has that. And I think people that don't have a much tougher time in dealing with grief. I probably should have given myself more time when my mother died. I didn't. My dad died in 2012, so there was a long period of time with just my dad and not my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived up to everything that I could have ever hoped for. So I consider myself a lucky person. I survived.
Well, I want to say that they would be so proud of how much strength you have and how you've endured and how you carry the light of their love. So I want to thank you so much for calling in, my love, and I'm going to move on to another caller. I want to try to give everybody a chance. But thank you so much for your kindness and for loving me. Hi, this is for the caller whose number is ending in 4316. Would you like to speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And who's calling?
This is Dion, and I want to thank you so much for inviting me to this podcast. First time I've ever had one live like this. But I just wanted to put my input about grief.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is not a good subject for me. It's very sensitive, and I feel a lot of pain behind it, but I'm learning that every person I've met that's passed and been in my life is a blessing, and I know God wants that blessing in my life. Instead of grieving for them, I want you to know that I really am blessed to have known some of the people I have, and they've been in my life for a reason.
Aww.
And thank you, Glenn, for putting this on. It's really beautiful.
Why, thank you, my love, and thank you so much for being my friend and for being there for me. I really love you and appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, let me move on to another caller.
Okay.
Hi, caller 5899. This is Glenn. You're on A Touch of Grace. How would you like to talk? Ah, 5899. That's
hey, Glenn,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you. Well, hey there, Melvin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm actually doing pretty good on a Taco Tuesday. You know, it's I think firstly, A, thank you for providing this forum for the folks on this call, and A, thank you, or B, thank you for the callers that called and expressed their feelings, right? I think it's there's no book. There's nothing I can read to prepare or walk through some of the trials, right, and some of the transition that some of the folks on the call have had, including yourself, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, and I just want to say thank you. I don't have a lot to say that hasn't been said, but I'll say this. I'm glad that there are folks here, and I want to thank everybody here because you need to have a platform. You have something to kind of let it out. And I'm happy to have a place like this where someone like yourself can give that opportunity for folks to help them walk through the process, including myself. You know, I lost my stepfather last year around this time. And, you know, my mom, you know, who went through it, it was their anniversary at the end of last month. So they lost in the beginning of the month last year, then the anniversary. So she was walking through it and walking through it with her. And hearing your plight and hearing your information and hearing others on the call, it's I'm happy. I'm happy, and you're going to say how or why. Well, two things. A, we care about those folks, right? We care about them.
Absolutely.
Some people don't care about people in this world. Some people just don't care. We care, and we care enough that we grieve. But you know what? We also are happy that we had that opportunity. Now we have an opportunity to live through them, right? And to show, and still in this world today that we have an opportunity to still walk and run and talk and laugh and cry. And we have that moment every day until our time comes. So that's what I'm happy about, and thank you. That's all I want to say.
Well, thank you so much, Melvin. Thank you for your kindness and your friendship and your support. And I'm going to go ahead and move along to the next person. Okay, 0219, you are on with Touch of Grace and Glenn. Would you like to add anything to today's discussion?
Yes, Glenn, this is Savannah. Can you hear me okay?
Well, hello there, Miss Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. Your friend from the East Coast.
Well, thank you. You'll be a guest on coming up this month. Did you want to offer?
I'm excited.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have you on again. I can't wait for that discussion. And what do you have any thoughts about grief that you'd like to share?
I do. I have my dad died. Just my perspective is three different stages of grief. So my father died when I was a child. I was only 12.
Mm-hmm.
And grieving as a child in my life was different as grieving as an adult. I felt kind of lost, and I don't think I really knew what to do. And I did not have my mom was doing the best she could. And so I didn't have a lot of support because, like I said, she was doing the best she could. It was just me and my brother. My two sisters were grown. And then my mother passed when I was only 40, which is still young. And so I just felt like I had to rely on her memories. I grieve her still today. I miss her so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the things that she had taught me, if you will. So I relied on those lessons and doing things the way that I saw her do them, and that got me through parenting and things like that. And then my brother passed away in 2019, and I did not do well.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband called me every day for a year, literally, 365 days in a row. And after a year had passed, he said to me one day, he said, I have something to say to you. And he said, do not allow your grief to consume you. Take your sanity back. And I said to myself, you are bad, and you've got to get yourself together. So I've been working every day to I miss him more than words can say. But the same thing I did with my mom, I'm relying every day on our memories, growing up together. My two sisters were grown, so it was just the two of us. I think about that all the time and just honor his memory by being the best me that I can be.
And the best you, and being the best you is how I met you. And you have just been such a powerful and positive force in my life over the years. Hopefully one day we absolutely will get to meet in person and I could give you a hug.
Definitely. Definitely. And thank you for having me, and thank you for this wonderful forum. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I want to thank everybody. And we'll be talking soon, Savannah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everybody. All right, everybody. So, like I said, I'm glad that the participants that called in today, that you participated. Because, again, I am an advocate of speaking and not stuffing. Stuffing is what led me to some very dark places. And as Savannah mentioned, you know, you could really put yourself in a dark place if you don't dust yourself off and keep living as our loved ones would want us to live. And so I'm going to end this. I'm not going to drag this season 7 opener on too long, but I am going to end with this. My friend Jeff posted this today on Facebook, and I wanted to end with this. This hit me. You never really know the true impact you have on those around you. You never know how much someone needed that smile you gave them. You never know how much your kindness turned someone's entire life around. You never know how much someone needed that long hug or deep talk. So don't wait to be kind. Don't wait for someone else to be kind first. Don't wait for better circumstances or for someone to change. Just be kind, because you never know how much someone needs it. And so I'm going to end on that note, and I just want to say I'm excited about season 7 of A Touch of Grace. I've got some artists coming on, a phenomenal painter, authors, and then also I'll have a segment on substance abuse, since I've been in recovery for about the last 11 years. And, you know, just keep it decent, keep it supportive. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for calling in today. It really means a lot. And love yourselves. Make sure you're getting that preventative health care taken care of, because I know the people that I love, I need you guys. I don't want you guys going anywhere. All right. So on that note, thank you for tuning in to A Touch of Grace. This is Glenn Grace, bowing out. Coffee DM. Bye-bye.